Why is everybody so tired all the time? Well, science might have actually figured it out. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning, and we all know there are pretty much two types of people in this world. There's morning people, you know, who wake up at the crack of dawn, spring out of bed, and dive into the day with a smile on their face and skipping their step. And most of us, we were like, oh, I don't even need coffee. I just wake up and go. And then there's normal people. You know, whose best friend is the snooze button, and who need their eyes pried open with the jaws of life every single day before they trudge into the world looking like a character from The Walking Dead. If you fall into the secondary category, don't worry though, you're not alone. Millions of Americans wake up every single morning feeling completely exhausted. Even if they actually got a decent amount of sleep the night before, they still need 4 to 10 cups of coffee just to get back to halfway normal. That's why there's shirts about it. But first, coffee. Anyway, why is that? Well, a team of researchers found some of the top reasons that you feel exhausted every single day. And they have nothing to do with how many hours of rest you're getting. So really? Let's see what they said. Number 6, your bedroom is a wreck.
Oh, that does stress me out.
Yeah.
Yep. Studies have found that when your room is messy, your brain feels extremely strained thinking about all the dirty clothes, messy counters, and ultimately it affects your energy levels, so you might want to spend an hour or two and deep clean your room or at least pick up your dirty clothes off the floor.
I'm so bad at putting clothes on the floor, and I still get more annoyed that my husband leaves folded clothes on top of his dresser.
Really?
I'm like, why does he do that? And then I look around, I'm like, oh, God, I can't judge. God.
Yeah, it is stressful when, like, your bedroom's a mess, and I'm terrible at cleaning up after myself, too. I think a lot of people are. It's horrible when your bedroom's a mess because you can't find anything, and you feel frantic as soon as you wake up.
Well, and seriously, there is never an end to laundry. It just keeps coming.
But, like, I don't understand I don't understand this. Like, people like me don't care. My room's messy, and I'm like, cool, who cares?
Doesn't bother you at all.
You complain constantly about how tired you are.
Yeah.
That is true, actually.
But I'm not stressing about the clothes on my floor.
Maybe it's working against you, bud, and you just don't want to admit it.
Number 5, you never work out. A recent study found that getting 2.5 hours of exercise a week can make you 65% less tired during the day.
Yeah. Oh,
okay. 65% less. That's a big number.
That's a big energy boost.
I do feel like I sleep way better on days that I work out.
I just do both. Just go to the gym and then sleep on the treadmill. Oh. You get both done. Feel good and rested. Number 4, you're a ball of stress. Anxiety is the number one cause of insomnia in America. And it's a vicious cycle because when you're tired, it's even harder to deal with stress.
Right.
And then you get more stressed because you can't deal with the stress, which causes you to sleep less, making more stress.
Get out of the cycle.
Just like I'm stressed, now I can't sleep, and because I can't sleep, I'm getting more stressed. How do I deal with all this stress? Now I'm stressing about that. And then you just blow up, I think. I think you just explode at a certain point.
Spontaneous combustion.
These are the things that don't necessarily have to do with sleep that could be making you extra tired throughout the week. Number 3, there's not enough magnesium in your diet.
Oh, I don't even know where I get magnesium from.
Yeah, what is that?
Few suggested foods that you might want to double up on are nuts, seeds, soybeans, avocados, and leafy greens.
Ooh, I get lots of those, all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
The avocados are the good part. I'm just going to eat a bunch of avocados all day long just to try to get my energy level up there. Except like a huge bowl of avocados would probably make you feel a little sluggish after.
I know I'm walking myself into this one, but I do love nuts. I do. I think they're so delicious. That jar of mixed nuts from Costco, seriously, I could go through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's good. They say also, in general, too much processed food can zap your energy. That's why after you have a bunch of like burgers from a fast food place, all you want to do is just lay down and cry for a while.
Oh, that makes sense.
Number 2, your romantic life is slow or non-existent.
Tell you.
Yeah.
5 minutes and you sleep well all night long.
Being intimate with somebody causes your body to naturally produce hormones and endorphins that will boost your energy and your mood. If you're too exhausted to do that, try the next morning instead. The boost of energy can kickstart your day. I've always said that.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I'm plugging into an outlet in a wall. As soon as I'm done, I'm ready to go.
Why is that? I'm never going to be able to use outlets the same again.
Think about that. Every single time you use an outlet now.
Yeah. I mean, it's already kind of like, it fits, right? The outlet thing.
And the number one thing that causes you to be tired every day, according to a new study, is you're surrounded by negativity.
All right, peace out, Jubal. Can't be friends anymore.
But it's so funny. That's all the people that are like, oh my God, I hate all this drama. But like, they're most of the time the middle of all the drama.
Like if you have negative friends who complain about their lives all the time, or coworkers who complain about their jobs all the time, negativity is draining on the body. Trying to stay positive actually boosts your energy levels, they say.
Oh, that's good. Everyone.
So yeah, you guys might
want to
think twice about working with me anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
No wonder you're tired all the time. You guys are always tired. Jose's always wanting a nap. Yeah, Brooke's usually tired. I get it now. I apologize.
But I get that, like, yeah, you're draining to work with. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, that's tough. Mm-hmm.
But how did just kids in general not make that list?
Yeah, the kids did not make the list. Yeah. It was all other things.
I think that they need to redo that one.
Well, it's just because kids literally are the cause of no sleep.
Yeah, you can point directly at your kid and go, it's you.
Yeah.
You're the problem. You can't point at magnesium because you didn't even know where you could get it until now.
Right?
Yeah, it's an easy blame. All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.